Pastor Michael E. Ton. I'm the senior pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Pauls Valley, Oklahoma. We're at 311 North Dunbar, 55 miles south of Oklahoma City. We want to welcome you to today's program. Today you're going to be listening to a word either from myself, my lovely wife Kimberly E. Ton, or associate minister at Bethlehem, or teacher. But before we get into Word today, we just want to welcome those who are listening throughout our MySpace page at www.myspace.com/Pastor Michael E. Ton. That's E-A-T-O-N. Maybe listening through our church website at www.HearGod'sWord@Bethlehem.com or podcast of the same name, Hear God's Word at Bethlehem, or through our Women of Divine Faith or other ministries all on the internet. Now, let's get into the Word.
Before we go into our meeting, it's always been my tradition to get into the Word. And we're continuing tonight. Bethlehem!
Wake your soul!
That sounds pretty good. Let's do that again. Bethlehem!
Praise your soul!
Amen. This is our theme throughout this whole year, where we're going to focus on making Him known. As we studied to know Him last year, now that we've gotten to know Him, we want to share Him. Right. Amen? Right. Amen. Reverend Ford, could you come here for a second? But this month, we want to make Him known, as we're challenging each one to witness, As the picture shows, I witness, and we're encouraging each other to witness for Christ. Last Sunday, we talked about having a conversation, and we showed you how Jesus had a conversation and how that conversation led to revival. And we were encouraged on that eve of New Year's when the preacher, led by God, shared Acts chapter 5, which says to go stand and speak. And we pray that throughout this year we will be able to go and to stand and to speak. Acts chapter 5, verse 20. But tonight we want to share a little vignette, devotional, entitled, I Write, I Run. I Write, I Run. And we're going to look at Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through three, and it's one slide up there, and let's read this out loud together at the same time on three. One, two, three.
I'll stand on one and set myself on your temple and watch to see what you will say to me and what I will answer when I am ready. Look at the Lord after me and see, write the vision and make it plain on the heavens, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but the end it will see, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it surely comes, it will not tarry.
Amen. I'll talk about tonight, I write, I run. I write, I run. And we want you to know tonight are three points we're going to talk about. I write the vision, I run the vision, and then I reap the vision. I write the vision, I run the vision, and I reap the vision. We want Christians to know tonight that Christians should write the vision to accomplish the vision. Christians should write the vision to accomplish the vision. If any of you ever wanted to do something or accomplish something, First of all, you have to set a goal. Set a goal. There are many books that's been written on the power of setting goals. And some say that if you don't plan, then plan to accomplish, then you won't accomplish anything. Or if you don't plan, you'll reach your goal every time. Every time. Those who change the world are people who write their goals down and they work towards meeting those goals. You don't just all willy-nilly accomplish anything great by one day thinking in your mind that you're going to do something. Usually you have to set your goals. You have stage one, stage two, stage three, different ways to set your goals so that you can look at the vision that you wrote down and that you can accomplish what you want to do. I couldn't help but think about that when I looked at the text tonight. The text tonight was written to a people who would go through a hard time, but God would give them a vision for hope for tomorrow, a vision to make it through the destruction, and he would set a vision up before them so that they wouldn't get lost in the midst of the circumstances. And it's a great text for those who want to accomplish God's vision for their lives. This man talked with God, and then finally over what was about to happen, and then finally God talked back to him. And verse 2 it says, "And then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets." Write the vision and make it plain on tablets. What I'm about to do, this revelation that I'm about to give you, this whole that you can have for tomorrow, you've got to write it down and you've got to make it plain. And that's why it's always good to take notes during our sermon sessions, because God may say something to you and you need to write it down where you can go back and reflect on it and meditate on it. When God tells you something, it's good for you to write it down. Also, it's good to keep a diary when you pray, and it's amazing when you keep a prayer diary, because you'll be able to go back a year or 2 years and you'll see, after you've written it down, you'll see how God has answered all of these different prayer requests because you decided to write it down. And tonight, as we move forward in our church, forward in the history of our church, there's something that's been written down, and we're going to share it with you tonight a little later about the vision that's been written down. And we pray that when you see it, that you won't just see it, but that you'll be able to see it and be able to see it plainly. And once we see it, it's not just meant to be seen. Once we see it, it's not just meant to just be a vision, because God said to write the vision and make it plain. On the point number two, to run the vision, it says that he may run who reads it. That he may run who reads it. In other words, you need to respond to the vision of God. When God tells you to put something down, it's not just to be put down and left alone. As a matter of fact, it's meant for you to take that vision and to run that vision. Run to the vision. Do what you have to do to get the vision done. And that's what God wanted the man of God in this text to do. He didn't just want him to write it down, but there's an action action that needs to be taken after you write it down. And again, that's good to take notes during your sermon or anytime there's teaching, because God always has the action that he wants you to take. He's not very good in theory, in other words, and he's not very good in philosophy, because people can philosophize all day and not get anything accomplished. People can talk all day and not get anything accomplished. People can look at the vision all day and not get anything accomplished. As a matter of fact, well, the way that you know that you have faith in God, the Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I've explained what really faith is. Faith is really practical. If you have faith, and I've used this illustration many a time or two, over the Alps, they built the tracks over that great mountain range, and they built these train tracks. And the unique thing about them building these train tracks is they built the tracks even before there was a train to take the tracks. In other words, they built the tracks by faith, believing that a train would come. And that's what a vision is. When you write it down, it's like laying the faith tracks, believing that God is going to bring his train of promise down, his train of promises down that track. And we as a church tonight have to see the vision tonight. And once we see the vision, we've got to start run. We've got to run when we see the vision. We got actions to take. We've got to build the tracks so God can allow the train to come as a church. And it's time for us to do it. Time for talk is over. It's time for us to take action. It's time for us to show that we've got true faith up in here, that we believe that God is who he says he is, and that he can do what he says he can do, because we see the vision. And when we see the vision, we're ready to run the vision. We're ready to take action off of what God says and tells us to do. We're ready to take faith steps. It works not only for us as a church, but it works as you as an individual. When God gives you a vision, you got to find the practical faith steps to take in order for God to show up and show out in your life, in Jesus' name. If you want to get into the college, but you may not have the money for college, the least you can do is to pay the $25 application fee. Do what you can and allow God to take care of the rest, in Jesus' name. God want us to move tonight. God want us to see the vision, and he wants us to run tonight, because we will write it down. We've written it down. Our next step is that we run. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, oh neighbor, are you ready to run? My favorite movie, Forrest Gump. When Forrest Gump got in trouble, little Jenny would tell him, run, Forrest, run. And tonight God is saying to us from his great throne room of grace, run, Bethlehem, run. Run, Bethlehem, run. You see the vision. And it's been made plain. Now it's time for you to run in Jesus' name. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, oh neighbor, I'm ready to run in Jesus' name. Because God, when he gives you a vision, he lets you know that it's an appointed time for that vision. He says in the text under I reap the vision, he says, for the vision is yet for the appointed time, but at the end it will speak. It will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it. Because what? Because surely it will surely come. It will not tarry. Because it will surely come. I will reap the vision. After I run to the vision, after I see the vision, I'm going to run to the vision. And as a result, I'm going to reap the vision. I'm going to experience everything that God says I can experience. I'm going to have everything that God says that I can have. because I've seen a vision, and when I saw the vision, it put me in a running mood. I know many of us don't like to run. Many of us, maybe like to walk to our car to get to our destination, but we're going to have to put on our track shoes. Say to your neighbor, put on your track shoes in Jesus' name. One of the first things, I think it's just the time because, the doctors told me that I had to work out to get better. I had to work out. The first thing, that Sister Eton did after the doctors told me that is she went out and got me some track shoes. And guess what? Those track shoes set up for about 3 months. It tarried. But guess what? Now those track shoes, I run about 2 hours a day now. It started out by faith, by buying the shoes. But now I average 2 miles a day in Jesus' name. Somebody just better get some faith enough to buy you some track shoes. Because God says it's ready. God showed you the vision. All you got to do is run to the vision. And when you run to the vision, you will reap the vision. Say to your neighbor, I want to reap the vision for my life. I want to reap the vision for my church. I want to reap the vision for my children, children's children, to the third and fourth generation. This is not just about me. It's about God. And because it's about God, I'm going to do my part, and he's going to do his part. And when he does his part, the old folk used to say that God will show up and show out. Are you ready to see God show up and show out? I know I'm ready to see God show up and show out, because I've seen Martin Luther King said in one of his last speeches, said, I may not get to be with you, but I've been up to the mountaintop, and I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But Pastor Eton don't have that kind of, I'm going to get there without you. I'm going to get there before you. I'm not trying to be a martyr. I'm trying to be a conqueror. I'm trying to be more than a conqueror. I've got that Joshua mentality that says that we can do it. The Caleb mentality that says, Moses, if you just want to look over and see, that's on you. But I want to experience it. I want to live it out. I want to run, Forrest, run in Jesus' name. Somebody in here better just say, that mentality. And I may be building it for my children, but I'm going to experience it for me right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I plan to reap the vision in Jesus' name. If God says I can have it, guess what? I'm going to go get it in Jesus' name. Say to your neighbor, if God says I can have it, I'm going to go get it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And if we can come to that conclusion as a church, the vision that we're going to see tonight, we can go and get it. We can have it. We're going to see the vision because it's been written down. But now it's time for us to run, and it's time for us to reap in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I didn't mean to preach tonight. My time is up. So we've got God's business to take care of. Because preaching, when it's over, action has to be taken. Let me say it again. When preaching is over, there's always a action that needs to be taken. That's why James said that we must be doers of the word. We have to be more than hearers of the word. We've got to do the word in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. But I write and I run in Jesus' name. conclusion we want every Christian to know before we open up this business meeting. Christians should write the vision to accomplish the vision. In Jesus' name, shall we pray? Father God, we come tonight in Jesus' name. Wanted to thank you, Father, for being the God of I Am. Father, and we know, Lord, the God of I Am says that I can be anything that you need. I am provision. I am healing. I am the God who owns the cattle on a thousand hills. I am Jehovah Jireh. I am Jehovah Nissi. I am Jehovah Shalom. I am Jehovah Rapha. Oh, I am everything that you need. And Father, we've got to be reminded of that as we are about to be about the kingdom business, as we look into the heavens and say, Lord, not our will be done, but thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Jesus said, I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day, for when the night comes, no man can work. And Father, it's daytime for Bethlehem, and it's time for us to be even more about our Father's business. It's daytime for Bethlehem. It's time for us to see the vision. It's time for us to run the vision. It's time for us to reap the vision. In Jesus' name, I pray for every man, woman, boy, girl at the sound of my voice who may have made it here tonight, expecting to be a part of a boring business meeting, but you caught them and captured them and let them know that you've got a vision for their life, not just Bethlehem, but you're showing them the vision for their lives, Father, in Jesus' name. And it's a better vision for some. You're saying you're more than what you have become. And Father, tonight we pray by the power of the Holy Spirit of God that you will loose him, Father, in Jesus' name, that you loose him, Lord, from the devil's hold on them, Father, that sin that so easily that entangles, that loose them, Father, in Jesus' name, that they may be able to run, that they may be able to accomplish all that you want them to accomplish and to do all that you want them to do, Father, in Jesus' name, loose them, Father, right now, in Jesus' name, loose them, Father, from depression. Loose him, Father, from hopelessness. Loose him, Father, from the circumstances that has gotten them down in the world, and they just barely made it here tonight wanting to get a touch from you, like that woman in the midst of all those people who said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, then I can be made whole and well again. Father, let them be made whole tonight. Let them be made well tonight, Father, in Jesus' name. Because they decided to come to a Wednesday night, sir. Because they decided to come to be a part of a church conference, sir, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We believe by faith that you're already working, that you're already moving in their hearts, sir. That you're already giving them joy, that you're already giving them peace, that you're already giving them faith. That faith that can speak to the mountains, Father, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Father, tonight, prepare our hearts and minds to be about your business, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, right now we come confessing our sins unto you, Father, asking you, Lord, to forgive us of our sins of commission and omission, Father, and just plain out rebellion, Father, where we decided to live in our flesh. Father, please forgive us, wash us, and cleanse us, that we may be made whole and that we may be made well again. Father, restore our fellowship. We pray like David prayed, creating us a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within us, Lord. Cast us not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from us, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father. In Jesus' name, Father. Thank you, Lord, for this brief time in your word, Father. We thank you, Father, for this brief time in prayer, Lord, in Jesus' name. And now, Father, we sanctify this meeting and this time unto thee, Father. We come against the devil that would cause us to want to be in confusion. Oh, but we come right now saying, devil, the Lord rebuke you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father. In Jesus' name, that we might be about our Father's business, that we might glorify you in all that is said and done in this meeting, Father. Commit ourselves, our hearts, our minds unto thee, Father. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And praise the Lord. Amen. And praise the Lord. Give God a hand clap of praise. Up in here, up in here. Up in here, up in here. Give God a hand clap of praise. Up in here, up in here. What a way to start a business meeting.
Hello again, this is Pastor Michael Eaton. I've been your host for today's
now
program.
Now we'll have the reading.
Before we sign off, we just
minutes.
Want to make sure that you have a personal relationship with God. You know, many people are waiting to have a personal relationship with God. They're waiting because they're trying to clean up their life or get right with God to stop smoking or cursing before they come to the house of the Lord. And you know what I tell them? There's nothing that you can do or stop doing that would make you right for a relationship with God. The thing that you must do, however, is take God's provision. You see, in order to get right with God, you have to meet him on his terms, and his terms is Jesus Christ. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And the Bible says that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the Bible also said that God demonstrated his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. God's only Son, God's love, Christ died for us. So in order to get right with God, you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you can do that today by praying this simple prayer. Dear God, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that Jesus died for my sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Dear God, come into my life, come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Amen. And praise the Lord. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, then the angels in heaven are rejoicing. For now you are a child of the living King. Because you're a child of the living King, you have to find God's family, and that's what the church is. The church is God's family here on earth. We love and believe by faith that you've been born into the household of faith here at Bethlehem again. We're at 311 North Dunbar in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, 55 miles south of Oklahoma City. We'd love to see you in our services. But if you're listening throughout the world, listening throughout the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, or even China, we're going to pray that God will deliver you to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-living church where you can grow up in the things of God. We want to thank you once again for listening. And again, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you need to find a church home. A baby born needs to be a baby born in the family, because babies can't make it on their own. And if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are a spiritual baby.
Thank you for
you must find a church home. Again, we want to thank you for joining us today. And I'm going to give us a final benediction. A benediction is a final blessing. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name that you would bless everyone at the sound of my voice, especially the new children of God. Deliver them safely to a church home and put your hedge of protection around us all. Keep us safe from all harm and danger until we meet again, either here in Cyber Church or in the service. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello again. This and is Pastor Mike Wheaton, the senior pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. We want to take this opportunity to see if God used this message in your heart, if your life has changed, if God really spoke to you and touched your heart and changed the moment in your life. We just want to thank God for how he's working in your life, but we also want to take this opportunity to see if we can get you to sow a seed in the life of our church. Right now we're entering into a building program, and we've called this program Vision to Reality. And this is phase one of our building program, and I've told many of our members, you know, I may not serve at a mega church, but I do serve a mega God. Not living in a mega city. This is Paul's Valley. But we serve a mega God because we're heard all over the United States and different countries and kingdoms. And we're believing that God owns the cattle on a thousand hills where you are. And if you take a moment and go to our church website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com, and you can hear it, tap the link on the MySpace page, or just go to the front page of our website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com and scroll to the bottom there. You'll see Vision to Reality, and that's where you can give to the building. And we want to do it kind of just like Obama did it. He raised his funds. It was just people, ordinary, everyday people, $25 that helped him to raise millions of dollars in a economy that people were saying that is depressed. I think that's God. I believe God can do it for us, and we want you to give. Once again now, if God has touched and moved and worked in your life as a result of you listening to this ministry, we want you to give to Vision to Reality and help us to make our building here in Paul's Valley, state-of-the-art building, a reality, because you've taken time to give $25, $50, $10, $100, and you may be able to do more, whatever God is laying on your heart. We need you so we can build this vision to a reality. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Again, go to the website, www.heargodsword.com.